CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Don't you think you ought to get out of bed? The alarm went off 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. Don't know if I can get out.
What's the matter?
Oh, my back.
Again?
Yeah, again. Told you yesterday I must have done something when I was putting up that fence. I was unrolling all that chicken wire. It was pretty cumbersome.
Here, let me help you, dear.
Heavy. You. No, just let me get up by myself. I'll be all right as soon as I've been up and around a while. I hope.
Your back is this bad, you won't be able to finish fencing in the pen today, though.
Oh, look, I'll have to. Can't keep the dog tied up, not when he keeps winding himself around the tree.
Oh, that Mr. Cutler. Oh. I'd like to keep him tied up and see how he likes it. Isn't it our luck to have an old crank for a neighbor?
Well, to begin with, he's not so old, and I'd be cranky, too, to tell you the truth, if his dog came over and ruined my garden. I'm just surprised he hasn't made a bigger fuss before this.
I don't like a man who doesn't like dogs.
Well, Mr. Cutler happens to like his flowers more than he likes our dog, for which I don't blame him. And he is quite within his rights to order our dog confined to our yard. It is a city ordinance.
But nobody pays any attention to it. Everybody's dog runs loose.
Ours anymore. I'll finish fencing in the run for Brownie when I get home from the office this afternoon.
I thought you had a Chamber of Commerce dinner or something tonight.
Yeah, I have, but I can't go, that's all. I can't go. The most important thing right now is to get something rigged up for the dog so he stays in our yard. If he crosses the road and gets over into Cutler's place again, he'll report him. You wait and see. I mean, you can be sure of that.
Poor Brownie, who loves everybody. He's such a sweet dog, you know. I mean, now he has to be penned up as though he were a vicious beast. I mean, it's just... Well, now, we've got to figure out some way to get that doghouse over here today.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you poor thing. Look, stand under a hot shower for 10 minutes. That'll help your back. Then come on downstairs, dear. I'll have a nice breakfast ready.
Yeah, well, is Bill up, Doris? Could I talk to him? Okay, thanks.
I don't think you could call people this early in the morning.
No,
I really don't.
It's all right. Bill's up. Bill's shaving. He told me he always gets up at the crack of dawn. Look, if I don't catch him now, I won't be able to reach him later on. He's the only guy I know that owns a truck.
I'm going to put in another piece of toast. Shall I put in one for you?
Yeah. Bill! Hi. Yeah, I know. Us early birds, huh? Well, listen, some friends of the Lundells are giving us a doghouse.
Friends? It's Ann's sister.
Yes, and the only trouble is that we have to pick it up, you know what I mean? And being larger than the ordinary doghouse, I'm going to need a truck, and I was wondering if I could rent yours for a couple of hours when you're not using it. Either, well, some evening maybe, or Sunday. I just... Huh?
We have to get it before Sunday. I think that's why they gave us the doghouse.
Oh.
Dear. They're anxious to get it out of the backyard because I think some man is coming to plow up part of the backyard for a vegetable garden.
Oh, golly. No. That's okay, Bill. Well, look, do you know anybody else that's got one? Uh-huh. You know. Well, thanks anyhow. Yeah. Sure, I know. Okay, Bill. Yeah, well, good luck. So long. Well, Bill sold his truck last month. In fact, he's given up the nursery business.
Giving it up.
Yeah.
After building that greenhouse and everything?
Yeah, I guess so.
Honestly, can't he stick to anything? Same thing with that chicken farm. And then what did
he
have
before
that?
Well, never mind. That's beside the point. We got our own problems.
Well, here's your toast. The slightest idea where I got this cold.
I haven't the slightest idea where to get a truck.
Well, I don't think you should be getting the doghouse yourself anyhow. You shouldn't be lifting it with your back. You'd have to have help anyhow. Now, surely a regular trucking company wouldn't charge us too much to pick up a little old doghouse and bring it over here.
You seem to forget it isn't a little old doghouse. It was once a packing case. It's 8x5 and housed a St. Bernard.
All right. All the more reason why it would be a big job for you and nothing at all, dear, for a regular trucking company. Now, since we're getting this lovely doghouse for nothing, surely it's worth $10 or $15 to get it over here. I mean, it's...
Yes, I suppose so. There's a trucking company near the railroad station, Coley Brothers.
Oh, yes.
Coley Brothers. I'll stop in there on my way to work.
Well, they shouldn't charge much just to pick up a doghouse. Why the raised eyebrows?
I reminded you last night you never get something for nothing, even a doghouse.
Oh.
Right away, see, here we are, we're hiring a trucking company.
As Aunt Effie always says, don't trouble trouble until trouble troubles you.
Yeah, well, it's dark.
Okay, Joe, back her up and start loading.
Oh, Mr. Coley.
Harry, better let that go. Give Joe a hand. We're behind schedule now.
Mr. Coley?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Coley, I'd like to talk to you, if you don't mind, if you got a minute there, about having something picked up and delivered to my place.
Okay, come in the office. Now, you look familiar. Haven't we done a job for you before?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, now that you mention it, about 2 years ago.
That's right. Now, don't tell me. I know who you are. You're, number 13 Rainbow Lake, right?
What?
You used to be 33 Apple Tree Lane, right? Now you're number 13 Rainbow Lake.
That's our address. Yes, we moved from
see,
Apple
I was
Tree
right.
Lane.
And never forget an invoice. Your early American furniture, spinet piano, marble top table. 3 bedrooms, living room, dining room, kitchen, porch swing and lawn chair.
I guess that's what we were. All
right. Yeah, it was an emergency. You called me. Let's see now. The folks who bought your house, their furniture arrived from out of town 2 days early. You wasn't even moved out.
That's right. We were kind of frantic. I couldn't get the moving company to move us earlier than we planned, so I called you.
Boy, what a mix-up that was. Your front yard looked like an auction sale. We moved you out and moved them in. Yeah, I remember them, too.
The Claytons? Oh, no, I don't think they were actually there.
I don't go by that. I just remember they were French provincial in the living room, Swedish modern in the dining room. Upstairs, they seemed to be all Victorian mahogany. What a conglomeration. You know, you don't always need to see people to know what they're like. You can judge them by the furniture. Don't have to be expensive, but it ought to at least show some taste.
You drive
past your old house one of these days. I bet you they've made changes that'll make you sick.
Well, as a matter of fact, they have. They changed the driveway, ruined the yard. They cut down the trees, and they put on some sort of a ranch-style addition. It looks terrible. It doesn't go with the house at all.
Yeah. What'd I tell you? Well, takes all kinds, I guess. Well, what can I do for you this time?
Oh, well, yes, I'm having to fence in a pen for our dog. The neighbor across the way complained that Brownie was digging holes in his garden, you know, and it seems that there is a city ordinance saying you should keep your dog in your own yard.
I wouldn't pay any attention to that. Nobody does.
Well, my neighbor, Mr. Cutler, is paying attention to it, and he threatens to report our dog if he's over in his place again. So, well, we're trying to make Brownie's new enclosure as a... attractive as possible. You know, he's a nice dog. And sister of a friend of ours has offered to give us their doghouse. Unfortunately, it's a great big thing and it's cumbersome, you know, needs a truck. And I wondered how much you'd charge for...
How big is it?
About 8x5. It was a packing case that they made into a doghouse for a St. Bernard.
8x5.
Over on Walnut Road, people named Gillis.
Well, it'll take 2 men. It shouldn't take more than an hour to pick up and deliver it. If that's all that's involved, for you, an old customer, say $20. But I can't do the job for a week or 10 days. See, my trucks are all tied up.
Oh,
excuse me.
Well,
hello.
Week or 10 days, got it.
Hello?
I have to have a...
Wait, look, lady, you'll have to calm down. I can't understand. Yeah? Yeah, what was her name again? Well, if your husband stops by here, Mrs. Piper, I'll have him call home.
Piper? Oh, no, wait a minute. That's me. Give me the
Piper.
Phone.
Isn't that funny? I didn't know your name.
Yeah,
to me, you were just 13 Rainbow Lake, early American furniture.
Yeah.
Funny, huh?
Yeah. Hello? Yes? Well, what's the matter?
Something about your dog being picked up, taken to the dog park.
Oh, all right. Now, calm down. Now, look, stop crying, will you? Stop crying. I'll go to the dog pound right away.
Dog? I mean, where is Brown?
I couldn't get him. They wouldn't give him to me.
What do you mean?
I should have come home first, gotten his dog tags and his license. I didn't know he didn't have them on.
I told you he slipped out of his collar. Heaven knows how. So when he ran off and over to the Cutler's place, apparently, Mrs. Cutler saw he had no collar on, so she called the dog warden. She kept Brownie in the basement, apparently, until the warden got there. And she must have heard me yelling for Brownie when I saw he was missing. I just think it is the meanest thing to do. Now, she knows whose dog that is.
Well,
she knows that was Brownie.
She probably called her husband, and he told her to do it. So get me Brownie's collar, and I'll go back to the pound and bail him out.
But will you have to pay? I mean, are we fined or anything?
No, not this time. The dog warden was very nice about it, but he warned me.
Oh, what did the truck man say about picking up the doghouse? Can he do it today?
Today?
Yeah,
he said a week or 10 days, $20.
Week or 10 days?
Yeah.
But Virginia Gillis called and she hoped it was being picked up today, or at the latest, tomorrow. We have to do it because where the doghouse is part of what they're having plowed up Saturday morning for a vegetable garden. I mean, I told you that,
well,
dear.
Now, I can't help it. This Mr. Coley, the truck guy, said a week or 10 days. Look, for Pete's sake, can't the Gillises move the doghouse over a few feet until we can pick it up?
No, she mentioned that herself. They don't want to do that. Her husband doesn't want the grass all mashed down and discolored before he gets to pick the doghouse up again or something. Surely the truck man could find an hour or so. Didn't you tell him it's an emergency? It was wonderful when we moved. Did he remember you?
Oh, yes. I'm 13 Rainbow Lake, early American.
Huh?
He even remembers the Claytons. French provincial in the living room, Swedish modern in the dining room, and Victorian mahogany upstairs. I'm also spinet piano.
What are you talking about?
I don't know why, but I do know that as much as I hate to believe it, I think I'm turning into a man who doesn't like dogs.
Oh, now, look, I'll pick up Brownie. You go on back to the office.
Back? I haven't been to the office, for Pete's sake. I'm already an hour late. You know, and if just once I had a good excuse, like my wife fell out the window. Mr. Cranshaw might understand why I was a few minutes late. Said I'm always babbling on with something ridiculous, as I will today. Well, Mr. Cranshaw, somebody gave us this nice doghouse, and we had to
Well,
go
Mr.
And
Cranshaw said you have the most interesting excuses of anybody in the office.
Yeah, but I have, too.
Now, don't worry. Things will work out. Life wouldn't be fun, I guess, if everything ran smoothly, you know.
Well, maybe not, but I'd sure like to give it a try.
May is Better Hearing Month. It's a time when chapters of the American Hearing Society launch annual education drives to help the hard of hearing. Auditory testing, courses in speech reading, psychological aid, employment placement. These are among the many services available to the hard of hearing. If there's no chapter of the American Hearing Society near you, contact can be made through the American Hearing Society, 919 18th Street Northwest, Washington 6, D.C. I'll repeat that address for you. American Hearing Society, 919 18th Street Northwest, Washington 6, D.C. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins, thank you.